The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Rosh Kollel at the Beis Havad Halacha Kollel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chavavim Beis, brings down Eitz Ve'Rav Ada Barahava the Rava, Kainim Batzel Shani Toyim. A person makes a nether that he's not going to eat, he's not going to taste from a batzel, from an onion. And he says, the reason why, Shah Batzel Rala Leif, because batzel is bad for the leif. So the Gemara goes on, Amrloi, Valoi, Kufri is Yofel Leif, a type of batzel, type of onion which is good for the heart. Gemara says, so what happens is, Hutter, the Kufri, so of course the Kufri is Mutter, because it come to us, he wasn't Nidra das Kain, it's considered a Nidra Shkaga. Veloi, Bekufri, Belvad Hutter, Ela Bekola Betsalim, because we say that the Nedda that's Batal Mixotza is Batal Kula. And the Gemara goes on to say, Maisahaya, Vitir of Meir, Bekola Betsalim. And the Gemara tries to explain how that fits in to our Sugya. We find in many places in Shas different warnings against the Batal, against this onion. Gemara in Kedushin in Samach Bezim Ra'alef, the Gemara says B'tzalim akashim legufke charavis, that onions seem to be difficult for the body like swords. And the Gemara in Ervin, it brings down that if a person taka eats the onion and the next day he doesn't wake up, hishkim v'meis ein oimrim mima meis, we would never ask the shayla why the person die. Shavadai mima'is mea batzel, he certainly died from eating the onion. The Gemara goes on in the Gemara's Mechalik between different types of parts of the onion, which is the most dangerous, it seems to be, from what the Gemara Ne'er Chavtes says, that the Olin Shel Betzalim, I guess that's the Tzayantiv son explains that it's a reference to the stalks that come out, not necessarily the klipas that come out, the shells that come out, but rather the stalk that comes out, if it hasn't grown a zeres, if it hasn't grown half an amo, so then it has inside of it some type of a terrible poison, an eris, and it certainly can't eat it. The Gemara goes on and says that if you drank beer, and Aruch HaShulchan explains in Kuf Tezayin where he brings this actually halacha, and Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Tezayin Sif Yudal, it brings down the halacha, that if you eat the stalk of the onion, and you, then first of all, eating the stalk of the onion itself is seems to be quite a deadly parasha, but the way to save yourself is if you drink beer afterward. In other words, not drinking beer at the same time, but drinking the beer afterward, that seems to save you. But again, you see that this onion seems to be quite a dangerous onion. You see, our Gemara seems to say that there certainly are certain onions which are bad. Kanira from our Gemara might be dining more in a Gashmiyatika Indian. The Gemara in other places might be talking more schooly, but the Kapanim over here, it seems to say these onions are bad, and maybe there are certain types of onions which are okay. And the Gemara in Erevin is Mechalik between the stalk of the onion and the onion itself. The Emes is Rashi El Atilim, and Perket Tes brings down that a person that eats an onion without salt, that's mazik a person. So again, we're getting a little bit of feel that there are eitzes how to eat an onion. Rashi seems to say if you eat it with salt, it seems to be not so bad. What's the most famous is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perket Aleph Hilchos Deis, Perket Tes, brings down habitzolim, vashumim, vachardol, vatznoin. Interesting, the resh of the list, the first on the list is the Betzalim, and I you can't say that it's alphabetical order because it says Betzalim, Shumim, and then Chardol and Tznoin, so it seems to be that it's not following an alphabetical order, it seems to be what's the most dangerous, but the Betzalim seem to be Machalim Royim Me'oy, the Rambam says. And Ein Roy L'Adam Lechol Me'elu Elam At Ad Me'oy, to be Me'ez Gishamim, he should eat only a little bit of these onions and whatnot, and when should he eat them? Only in the winter time, but certainly not in the summertime. He shouldn't eat any of them in the summertime. Yalkut Reveni in Parshas Baloyscha brings down that that's the reason why in the Mon, the Lashon of the Psikta, that they were not Toyim, and the reference to one of them was the Kishuim, the Vatichim, the Chatzim, the Shumim, the Betzalim. Why was there no taste of Betzalim, of onions in the Mon? And Mark goes on and says, because they're Kasha LeTalmud. So you see over here, Kama Zohar is against it. And the Migadolanu made the Helik Rambam, who is the Yedeya in all in Yoni Refua, and he seems to say that Betzalim are certainly in the summertime dangerous. Even in the wintertime, to only eat a few of them, Matmoid, a little bit sporadically. It's Yadua, that's Rabbi Yankov Zichrono Livracha. He said about himself that he followed the diet of the Rambam his entire life, and he attributed his Arichas Yomim to that. At Kedekach, that there was a chshash of a certain chayli that the doctors thought they found it, Rabbi Yankov, and Rabbi Yankov said that he was not chayshish, he wasn't chayshish, and Maisa the doctors besides came back and they hadn't found anything wrong, and Rabbi Yankov attributed it to following the Rambam's diet, Kol Yimei Chayiv. The Rambam is telling us that eating onions bechlal is not a good thing. So we see the Rashi says if you eat it with salt, it's maybe not so bad. The Rambam says if you eat it very sporadically, very occasionally, and not in the summertime, then that's somewhat acceptable. Certainly, the leaves, the stalk that comes out of the onion, that certainly seems to be problematic. And then our Gemara is mechalik that there might be other types of onions which are not as dangerous. And I'm not familiar exactly which onions it's talking about. The interesting thing that the Malbim on this psikta, which states that in the Mon, the taste of Bitzalim could not be found. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Psikta is going on the Pasuk, Zecharnu es HaDogo, that what did they remember? They remember the Dogo, and the Kishuim, and the Vatichim, they remember that which they had eaten in Mitzrayim, es HaChatzir, es HaBitzalim, es HaShumim. So you see that it says they remembered the Bitzalim, and Kanira, the reason they remembered the Bitzalim is because they did not have the Bitzalim, because in the time of the Mon, they weren't able to taste the time Bitzalim, and again, because, like the Psikta says, because it's Kosh LaTalmud, the Kasha Felima, the Malbim, says that it's not muchach, because we find other things that Chazal teach us which are bad for shikcha, bad for the memory, like zeisim, the Gemara in Hari says, it's a person that he's ragel b'zeisim, he eats lots of olives, it causes him to be kasha in learning, either to forget his learning, or it's hard for him to learn. And afal pi kein, it doesn't say anywhere that in the Mon they weren't able to taste olives. So you see that, obviously, the taste of Mon was able to have in it things that would cause shikra, mistami, have to be mechalik, that it's only the olive itself that causes the problem, but if it's a mon with an olive taste, or for that matter, mon with an onion taste, it wouldn't be a problem. And that's how the Malbim is, because of that doicha, the divrei psikta. And it's chayra not klar, but again, it does seem to be that, even if it's not kosher shikra, it seems to be that to be a person to be margle himself and eating lots of onions seems to be negative in the Rotzen of Chazal. They bring from the Baal Shem Tov in Parshas Yisrael, Mamsha Pelde Gezach, the Saran brings that the Baal Shem Tov used to be mazir people ma'oi not to be eating raw onions, even with oil and even with eggs, which is basically I'm tibloch, which is really egg salad. And he seemed to say that even the onion that would be raw inside the egg salad was a dover that was mazik moed, which of course is a tremendous chiddush and somewhat against the minhag Yisrael, which the minhagim that do eat egg salad, and how many komasim were nishbar to discuss how a person on Shabbos is allowed to make egg salad, and he's being this komenei shayla, the shayla of the boirer on the peeling of the eggs and the peeling of the onions, the shayla of the toichen of grinding up the onions, the shayla of the losh of putting the egg together with the mayonnaise and the oils, etc. But you see that it was definitely something discussed by the Paiskim. It seems to be, it was clearly the minhag Yisrael that people ate onions together with their egg salad, raw onions together with their egg salad. The emesis is that we find another such example that Chazal were certainly scared of the onion, is the Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin, that the Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin talks about the person who leaves an onion overnight, and when he without its shell or without its klipas, without its the shell around it, and without the cyrus, the little bits of hair that the top part of the onion, the bottom part of the onion, if he leaves the onion overnight, even if it would be in a fridge, even if it would be in a bag, if he leaves an onion without its shell, even if there's a little bit of the shell that might protect, and if there's a little bit, the Baal Tanya says, a little bit of the cyrus, the little parts that come out of the top, that would protect. But if he leaves an onion totally revealed overnight, in Gansen, in Nisgala overnight, Sometimes the person, he's chopping up onions for a cholent and whatnot, and he gets tired, it's late at night, he decides he'll just finish it in the morning. So if he leaves it overnight without its protection, its Cyrus and its Klippas, so the Gemara says, a startling statement, the Gemara says, Dama Beroisha, it's mamish suicidal. It's a very, very dangerous thing. The Gemara says it by an egg also, and the Gemara says it by garlic. It's a dua that the Kleisenberger is kind of the Frelcham. And Tavshin Lamed Vav, and on Lag BaOmer was Marishes HaOilam with this, and he claimed that this is maybe the cause for certain sicknesses that we see in the veld, that people weren't so makbid with overnight onions. It's Yadua that the Paiskim, Ramesha, others gave an Eitzah, that since in these in Yonim Skuli, we only have that which Chazal say explicit. Whatever Chazal say explicit, that's what we know. In these in Yoni Skuli, we don't have really a tefisa and a grasp and understanding of what the issue is. So whatever Chazal said explicit, that's what's the problem. But if we vary from the Divrei Chazal, then we don't have to be chayshish that would create a sakana, because if it would create a sakana, Chazal would have to tell us. And these aren't in Yonim that are nitfas in the seichel, something that we have an understanding that we could be Madame Milson or Milson explained if A then B. Rather, they're in Yoni Skuli, so whatever the Kabbalah is that's what's the problem. Whatever Chazal say explicit, that's the problem. So therefore, it's Yadua that many Gedolim, Ramosha, Chzanish, held that at Kama, that you don't leave the onion by itself, i.e. you put oil in the onion, or you put some salt on the onion, it's together with a salad, it's together with the eggs, it's together with something else, so then it's not considered the onion by itself overnight, and such a thing wouldn't pose a sakana. Which is why that if a person would make, let's say, sauté the onions, certainly that wouldn't create the problem, because now it's not just the onions, it's the onion together with the oil. This is the heter of why people have onion powder and garlic powder, because the kashrus agencies are makbid to make sure that there's some other ingredient that's added, which would take away the onion being by itself, the onion, the garlic by itself. One could ask, where do you have a situation where each thing by itself, each Indian by itself is problematic, is forbidden, and when you put them together, it becomes mutter. I.e., Taisus and Avodah Zarah and Nafchav Tes brings down that a person is not allowed to take a haircut by a guy. In the times of Chazal, it was the Goyim were Chashed al Ritzicha, so you weren't allowed to take a haircut by a guy because you had to be Chashish that the guy would maybe kill the Yid who was taking a haircut. And in the times of Chazal, it's also brought down the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and Shechonach brings it down that a person can't look in the mirror, because the mirror for a man was considered a Beged Isha, was considered something that was done by ladies, that they would look in mirrors, and therefore a man wasn't allowed to look in the mirror. So each one by themselves is also, a man can't look in a mirror, and a man can't take a haircut by a guy. But when you put them together, that a man is going to take a haircut from a guy while looking in the mirror, so then it becomes mutter, because now he's looking in the mirror not for the purpose of beautification, he's looking to make sure that the guy didn't kill him, and the guy can't kill him. So each one by itself is aser. When you put them together, it's mutter. Another such example would be this case. You have an egg by itself overnight, without its shell, and that's a problem. That's the Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin, that creates this terrible sakana. If you have no part of the shell left on the egg, that's a sakana. An onion peeled overnight and has no shell or no protection, even if it's in a bag doesn't help. If it has none of its original protection, that would be a problem. That would be aser. Chavetz Chaim la'alochas considers this an iser. The Likutei Halachas of the Chavetz Chaim brings it down, and Archa Shulchan brings this la'alocha, and Ramesh says you have to be chayshish la'alocha. We're chayshish that a person shouldn't leave an onion overnight, an egg overnight, without its shells, and when they're by themselves, they're usser. But if the night before you put the egg and the onion together and you made it into an egg salad, so no longer is this an egg and no longer is this an onion, it's an egg salad, it's a different cheftza, and this would be mutter. So each one by themselves is forbidden, but when you put them together, they become mutter. Because, of course, that wouldn't help the next day if he had left an onion by itself and an egg by itself to go and put them together after. You have two things that are already now nasar, and of course you can't make it mutter. It means that if you prevent the situation by taking an egg and an onion and the night before and putting it together, then now you have an egg salad, so an egg salad isn't nechlal and divrei chazal to create this sakana. Most probably, that would be the yisha for the minig ha'olam, which certainly eats egg salad and eats the raw onions, that which Chazal were so concerned with the danger of onions in general, was only when they're by themselves, but certainly when they're together with the egg salad, so they, number one, they wouldn't pose a problem of being overnight. Number two, their etzem mitzias wouldn't pose a problem, and that would be, I guess, a yishuv against what it, for the minig ha'olam, against what it seems to be brought, b'shem, the Helik of Baal Shem Tov. Reb Chaim Knievsky, the great Goyin, has a sefer called the Sefer Zikaron, and the Sefer Siach HaSadeh, where he brings down different inyanim, different things that are considered kashal shikla, and different things which are good for memory in general. It's interesting, he starts out that sefer, and he has a list and a regime of things that are kashal shikla that cause one to forget. And the first thing on the list is Misha Eina Chazer Al Talmudai Tomid, one that doesn't chazer constantly. So I noticed in the sefer that he doesn't bring Bitzalim, which would seem to be that he would be holding like this Malbim, that the Malbim wasn't Chayshish for this Psikta, and albeit that in the Psikta it seems to say that in Mon didn't have the taste of Bitzalim because they were Kashal Shikta, it would seem that Reb Chaim Knievsky was paskening not like that. So I sent a Shaila to Reb Chaim to ask if that's correct, and he wrote back, Hivesi B'toisefes L'Sefer Zikaron Hoitza Dalid. In other words, Kanira, that Reb Chaim Knievsky in a later printing of Sefer Zikaron, which I don't have, he seems to have added that Bitzalim is something that one has to be chayshish for, that it is kashal shikha, and Kanira, he did paskin at least to be chayshish like this this psikta.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.